Russian forces step up the bombardment. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Blasts in the Ukrainian capital louder and closer than ever, according to Fox's Trey Yinks.
There are explosions on the outskirts of this capital city as Russian forces look to advance on Kyiv from the ground and the air. Air raid sirens going off across Kyiv and Russian forces regrouping and preparing to enter this city with a population of nearly 3 million people.
And from Lviv, Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports Russian forces appear to have taken another Ukrainian city.
Russian troops walking through the city of Volnovakha in the south. So that would be the second city they have taken. And from the pictures we are seeing, there is nobody left there other than these Russian troops.
A Ukrainian military airbase in Vasilkiv has now reportedly been hit as well. The Biden administration applying new economic pressures.
The president and U.S. allies are doing what they can to hurt Russia, including revoking Russia's most favored nation trade status and yet another blow to the Russian economy. Now, the sanctions are just the latest in a series of economic measures against Russia that include an oil ban and a tax penalty initiative announced by the Senate's Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department is hitting Russia, its oligarchs, and members of its legislature. In fact, the entire board of Russia's second largest bank with additional sanctions as the financial pressure campaign continues.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Russia's space agency warning NASA and other international partners that sanctions against Russia could threaten the International Space Station, currently occupied by four NASA astronauts, one from Europe, and two Russian cosmonauts. An Ohio grand jury has decided against charging a Columbus police officer who shot a 16-year-old girl to death last April, stopping her from stabbing another teen. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More face mask mandates are ending today.
No more masks for schools and most public spaces in Washington, Oregon, and California. Those joint decisions based on declining COVID case rates and hospitalizations across the West.
I think it's exciting. It's like getting back to normal again. Going back to concerts and just being able to see people's faces.
She's in Portland, Oregon, where like in Washington to the north and California to the south, masks are now only recommended, allowing counties and schools to still decide, with some schools districts, like the one in Los Angeles, not ready to take masks off, even as other districts have already ditched forced masking in defiance of state orders. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Several cadets from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point overdosed on fentanyl-laced cocaine Thursday, according to at a rental home in Florida, according to local police. Six male cadets were hospitalized for a suspected overdose. Two of them were sickened because they tried to give CPR to the initial victims. First responders used Narcan to reverse the effects of the overdose. Two people are dead and nine others hurt as an SUV plows into diners outside a restaurant in Washington.
D.C. police say the crash appeared to be an accident and that the driver is cooperating with investigators. A gray Subaru crossed over a sidewalk before crashing into the Parthenon restaurant and then a storefront. A witness says it appeared the vehicle made it onto the sidewalk by shooting through an empty parking spot. Three of the injured are in critical condition. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A judge in Texas is blocking the state from investigating gender-confirming care for transgender youth as child abuse. State's Attorney General Ken Paxton likely to appeal that ruling. San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich has become the winningest regular season coach in NBA history as the Spurs beat the Utah Jazz last night 104-102. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.